Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. News out of Troop B. Two new faces are now protecting citizens of two towns in northwest Connecticut. Corey Swift has been appointed resident trooper in North Canaan, while Kenneth Pelletier watches over those in Salisbury. Kenneth Pelletier and Corey Swift are the new resident state troopers in both those towns. Swift worked out of Troop B in Canaan for 6 years, where troopers are responsible for a 12-town area. She applied for the North Canaan post because of her familiarity with the town. Swift is the town's first female resident trooper. In Salisbury, Pelletier had taken over the reins of long-serving resident trooper Chris Sorrell, who retired from the state police and is now working for the new Hartford Police Department. Pelletier said he believes having other life experiences is a great benefit to being a police officer. Often people are more willing to open up and talk with him than with others, he said. Like Swift, he comes from patrolling the towns of Troop B, which covers the largest geographical area of any other barracks in the state. Out of Copaic, COARC has announced that the 55-year-old day camp in Columbia County, Camp Mohican, is closed permanently. It was a day camp run by COARC, which advocates for services and serves as a resource for children and adults with disabilities. It's permanently closing after losing state funding. Last year, COARC lost about $25,000 in that funding. Out of Columbia County, Sheriff David Bartlett and Alex Rosenstarch, 37, of Kinderhook, who owns Club Life Health and Fitness, were texting just hours before the alleged July 5th assault of Harold Handy, Jr. at a 4th of July party held at Rosenstarch's house he owns with his wife, Kelly, a sheriff's deputy. Bartlett and Rosenstarch texted between 9:15 and 9:21 July 4th, according to text messages obtained by the Register Star. The sheriff's office led an initial investigation into the suspected July 5th assault on Handy at the Rosenstrack's home. Despite Bartlett's request for state police to take over the investigation in July, police did not take it over until August. In New York State, the U.S. Department of Education said the states must administer standardized tests this year, but tests can be shortened and will not be used to evaluate schools. The move had strong public support and was backed by key education groups like New York State United Teachers and the Council of School Superintendents. Now New York must fulfill the federal requirement to test students in grades 3 through 8 in ELA and math. Those assessments are currently scheduled to begin in April. In Massachusetts, the state's education commissioner wants elementary school students back in the classroom full-time in April as part of a plan to phase out remote learning that officials announced Tuesday as Massachusetts approaches the one-year anniversary of the initial school closures. The announcement met quick pushback from the state's largest teachers union, which has been calling for earlier vaccines for educators, and from school committees, which said decisions involved in reopenings are best handled at the local level. In Connecticut, if you need help getting a vaccination appointment, have questions about COVID vaccine, it's just a phone call away. The United Way of Connecticut and the State Department of Public Health have created a COVID vaccine appointment assist line. Professionals are on duty from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. every day to set up appointments and answer questions. That telephone number is 877-918-2224, 877-918-2224. Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting coming up today at 3 o'clock. That is a Zoom meeting. The Joint Village of Millerton and Town of Northeast Police Committee will hold their informational meeting. That comes up today at 6 p.m. It'll be via Zoom teleconference. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting at 6:30 tonight. The Region 1 ABC Committee meets tonight. That is at 7 p.m. The Dover Town Board has a meeting set for tonight at their location at East Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains. In Sheffield, a planning board has a meeting at the Town Hall second floor. It's a virtual meeting. It happens tonight at 7 p.m. Now, coming up tomorrow, Energy Environment Commission in Sharon will meet at 5:30 in the evening. In Falls Village tomorrow, regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission at 7 p.m. On Friday in Cornwall, it's Heat and Eat at the United Congregational Church. A Super Supper is happening this Friday, February 26. Each month, there'll be a free takeaway soup supper held at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury. It is a pickup and takeout dinner. Takeaway soup supper. Supplies are limited. You're asked to order ahead. Email your name, phone number, and number of servings to salisburycc21@gmail.com. Local delivery is available if you're not able to get to them. Once again, that first Super Supper coming up on Friday, the 26th, at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury, 3:30 to 5:30 is the pickup time. The Power of Illusion, a workshop with Carol Taylor, happens Saturday, February 27th from 1 till 3 at the D.M. Hunt Library. Space is limited. Register at 860-824-7424. A rabies vaccination clinic at the Dover Town Hall, sponsored by the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health and the Dutchess County SPCA, happens on February 27th from 8 until 12 noon at the Dover Town Hall. You can register at dutchesscountyspca.as.me/rabiesclinic. The impact of technology, artificial intelligence, and data. Cornwall Conversations via Zoom with Ed Green and Professor Frederick Jenny on Saturday from 5 till 7. Free registration is required. D.M. Hunt Library Zoom event, Arthur Paige Dickey on gardening and her new book Uprooted on Sunday at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Instagram and Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,537.35, the NASDAQ at 13,465.20, and the S&P 500 at 3881.37. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.